Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads in Pretoria, you can expect delays on the N4 Emalahleni Highway West as you head towards the N1 Highway, and then in Midrand, queuing traffic after an earlier accident scene on the N1 North heading towards New Road.
Breaking news this hour, the presidency has confirmed that President Cyril Ramaphosa has signed the expropriation bill into law. In a statement, the presidency says this law repeals the Expropriation Act of 1975. It also sets out how organs of the state may expropriate land in the public interest or for varied reasons. It took 5 years of public consultation and parliamentary deliberation to reach this point, and according to the presidency, it aligns the relevant legislation with the Constitution. Moving abroad, Russian aerial attacks on frontline towns in eastern and central Ukraine killed at least 3 people and wounded dozens today. Ukrainian authorities in the Kharkiv region also announced that they're ordering children to be evacuated with their guardians from several towns and villages threatened by advancing Russian forces. I'm Marlene Fischer. More on these and other stories at 5.
It is sports time. It's brought to you by Superbets. Winning isn't just for your team. You can win for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play, and win.
We start off with some tennis news. Two-time defending champion Arina Sabalenka is on course to make it 3 titles in a row at Melbourne Park. The Belarusian world number one beat close friend Paula Badosa in straight sets. On the other side of the draw, Madison Keys stunned Poland's Iga Świątek to reach her maiden Aussie Open final. And the 19th seed won a tense third round tiebreak, and she set up a finale against the world number one. SA Rugby have announced a new sponsorship deal that will take them through to the next 4-year cycle. The sponsorship will run across all the national sides, the Springbok men and women, as well as the Blitzbox and junior sides. Manchester City have signed Egyptian striker Omar Marmoush from Bundesliga outfit Eintracht Frankfurt for £59 million. Marmoush is the third January signing that Pep Guardiola's side has made since the invisibility cloak has been well and truly removed. Bulls and Springbok winger Kurtley Arendse might be unavailable for his franchise at the business end of the season. Arendse took a sabbatical with Japanese side Mitsubishi Dynabulls and was supposed to return to the Bulls at the end of that contract. According to Bulls CEO Edgar Rathbone, though, a May deadline for registering players might be missed depending on the playoff status of the Dynabulls. And some of India's big guns have found the going tough in their return to domestic cricket after the BCCI made it a requirement for selection for the national side. Rohit Sharma, Shubman Gill, Yashasvi Jaiswal, as well as Rishabh Pant have all had innings to forget in their return to the Ranji Trophy. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Take your day for a spin with Superbets and play Vegas slots with exciting games like Sweet Bonanza and Gates of Olympus, plus a chance to win up to 5 million rand. Why not spin to win? Bet, spin, play, and win big with Superbets. Sign up now on superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line, 0800 006 008.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM.
These days, yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games.